Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to enter the fascinating world of forensic medicine with Marie Lassiter. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of February. The purpose of today is to work on your physical fitness. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Marie Lassiter. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, just not very far from away from me here in the Ozarks. She's the author of three, soon to be four books. Three books for sale at Amazon. The fourth book will be there soon, we hope. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Well, always good to have you with us, my dear. I know you do some show prep and have a list of topics. What would be your first topic, my dear?
I'll kind of talk about my week. Some readers have noticed I have interesting weeks. But yes. First of all, I'm a little tired. I had two calls last night. And I understand people in my county get it, but I do understand some people out of my county don't seem to want to acknowledge the huge increase in deaths and don't think the death rate has changed much. I was listening to one of your interviews, I think it was yesterday, and they seemed kind of skeptical that the death rate's going up, but it is. Mine's up 40%, and I think I'm have a pretty good sample size, and of course, Texas County is a microcosm of what's going on everywhere else. But I do have a problem is I tend to think that everybody's awake and sees what I see. Right. And that's just not the case. I run into roadblocks a lot. So busy week, two calls a day pretty much.
Two calls a day means two dead people a day?
Yes. That are referred to the coroner. Now, there's other people that are dying under a doctor's care in the hospital, and I don't get notified about those, so everything I report on are people that are deemed a coroner's case, and that's there's right. some sort of foul play, or they die suddenly and unexpectedly, like in the ER, or they die at home, unattended by anybody. So those are my cases. So that's kind of the view that I have. The good thing I've been doing this week, and everybody should be doing it, the weather's been perfect, making gallons of maple syrup. This is the perfect time when it's kind of cold at night and warms up during the day. Those trees just pour out sap, and we're filling 5-gallon buckets of sap like crazy from one maple tree. When my husband and I married 2.5 years ago, he sold his house in Salem, but it had a really good maple tree, so part of the deal was we have tree visitation in the winter so we can tap the tree.
Uh-huh.
And we've also
that's an unusual covenant for a sale of a home.
Yeah, well, it works well, and it's so easy, and we have a lot of sycamore trees, so we've tapped sycamore as well, which is it doesn't have the sugar content as the maple, but the syrup is delicious. It's caramel flavored from the sycamore. All you got to do is put a tap in the tree. We run, I guess you'd kind of call it like fish tank tubing down into a closed 5-gallon bucket. When it fills, boil it down to syrup consistency, and there you are. You've got perfect maple syrup, all you could ever want.
Well, that's good to know. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
What's next on your list, my dear?
Toby Keith died, so of cancer. My focus now is on the cancer deaths. People are dying from a lot of different things, but the cancer deaths are kind of my hill to die on, if you will. And so Toby Keith was vaccinated. Usually the way I find this out is I go on Facebook, find their page, go on search, and then put in the words either COVID, vaccination, something like that. And I did find out where he has a Toby Keith Foundation, and he very proudly said that everybody in the foundation, the Toby Keith Foundation, was vaccinated. Right. So I don't think he excluded himself from that. Possibly didn't, but that super fast growing cancer that he had definitely fits the bill. Right, I wish right. that I could have gotten a sample from him to send to the scientists I'm working with that is proving that these cancers are caused by the spike protein.
It's a shame. He was very young, only what, 62 years old, I believe. And quite the star, quite the patriot. And last week, you mentioned 38 people had died in 1 month, and that was unprecedented in your time as coroner. And what month was that? Was that for January or December?
No, that was for January.
Okay.
That was January. Actually, the highest month I ever had was December of 2020, when they were trying to generate cases to justify the vaccine, and I had 52 people die in December of 2020, and 25 or 26 of those were virtually overnight at Christmas. I have two theories about that. And of course, you know, our seniors were deliberately killed. They were put in isolation,
right,
and
right.
Everybody knows that, how injurious that is to you. For one thing, I think they were told that they'd get to see their families at Christmas. So they held on and held on and held on. Christmas came and they still couldn't see their family. And I think at that point, they just died of broken hearts.
Right, but right. Well, the solitary confinement is what they do to the worst criminals. The tough Hells Angels murderers get solitary confinement as the worst punishment, don't they?
Yeah, well, they become psychotic and everything else. But there was another thing that happened. Virtually all of our nursing home residents, they all got their flu shots exactly 3 weeks before they died. So, you know, wondering minds think, did that flu shot have something to do with it? People ask me all the time now, well, should I get a flu shot? I'm like, you should never get any vaccination of any kind ever.
Right. Right.
And of course, now we know they're coating the ingredients of the flu vaccine in Neogel, which is causing these. And it's been confirmed now. Remember, I said I thought that they were polymers, and now right. I'm hearing lots of other scientists, you know, confirming that they are indeed polymers, which, you know, is due to the Neogel that they're coated in.
That's right. That's right. Well, what I've been saying, and I believe you agree with me, Marie, we're in the middle of the worst crime in human history. Your statement recently is that 2024 is going to be the year of the beginning of the big die-off, which I don't believe is going to be restricted to 2024. I think we'll continue in 2025. Your response?
Yeah, but it's smack in the middle. The beginning of the 3 to 5 years that people have left after they've been multi-vaccinated. And I tell people that. People call me, and I, you know, what can I do? And I just tell them, I'll get your affairs in order. I don't like the fact that I'm really good at giving hard news to people, but that's right. A big part of my job. And,
right.
And I can't lie. I completely believe that to be true. If they want a different answer, they need to ask a different person, I guess.
Right.
Another thing that I've been concerned with is I had no idea how hard the Republicans were pushing against Donald Trump. As I look back, you know, Carrie Lake, who she documented that Arizona RNC head, Jeff DeWitt, trying to bribe her not to run. And because they know she's a huge Trump supporter.
Right.
And then she went to their RNC meeting a couple days later, and she was booed by Republicans. And they're calling her Richard Nixon because she recorded that conversation.
Uh-huh. Well, good for her.
And, I think we all love Carrie Lake, but just when you look now and see, like, the Republicans that are really trying to go against Trump and quash Trump, and now it makes me think back to the last election that I think not only the Democrats had a hand in defeating Trump, but I think also the Republicans were involved in that. I'm truly a member of the Constitution Party. They don't have a presence on the ballot right now. They're trying to get back on the ballot. So I ran as a Republican, but I've always called myself a constitutional Republican. And it really bothers me that the Republican Party is acting this way against arguably the best president we've ever had.
And, I agree.
So just watch for that. I mean, of course, in Missouri and in small counties like mine, Texas County, we 1,000% support Trump. But the big people that run the show, they do not want him in there. And obviously, it's because they can't control him. He can't be bought.
If he's reelected, he probably will be a lot better at clearing out the swamp. The swamp is really a senior executive service. That's the permanent government that never leaves D.C., the senior executive service.
Yeah.
Okay, did we cover that topic? You ready to move on to the next one?
Oh, I do want to say that they're still talking about trying to keep Trump off the ballot. And obviously, if they do, everybody needs to write him in. I don't know if you can write in without pre-approving it, but that would be the only thing to do. Well, not the only thing. There could be a massive revolution if he's not on the ballot.
It would be after what the Supreme Court did yesterday, I don't believe there's going to be any successful attempts to keep Mr. Trump off the ballot, because any other attempt's going to be in front of the same 9 men and women. And we had the liberals on the Supreme Court basically saying this is not going to happen. So I don't believe that's going to be an issue, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's reassuring. I hadn't had a chance to look at the Supreme Court decision on that, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's good news. Yeah.
Missouri's the caucus system now, and I was involved in the caucus for Ron Paul, and I can tell you there were definitely infiltrators at that caucus pretending to be for Ron Paul and then kind of being turncoats. So basically any group you're in, there's some sort of infiltrator. I would say even at our meetup, not our regular people coming, but I'm sure there's infiltrators. I can think of one for sure that distributed CDs to everybody. And my husband was in comms in the Marines, and he said, if you put that CD in your computer, you're probably going to lose everything off your computer. So
really? Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So don't do it. If someone shows up and gives you a CD or DVD, you do not want to view it. Not on your computer. Maybe some you don't like's computer, but okay, infiltrators. Another thing that happened this week, I'll have to say allegedly, a few nights ago, I'm not sure which night it was over the weekend, a family in the northwest part of my county was awakened with a pounding on the door, loud pounding, with flashlights, allegedly guns drawn. Opened the door, and what it was, they were told that there was a hang-up 911 call that was pinged to their house. So law enforcement responded, and while they were talking to the family, their dogs were in the backyard, but of course the dogs were going crazy because someone's at the house in the middle of the night making a lot of noise, and then their family dog that was so allegedly was up sleeping with the in the master bedroom, the wife was pregnant, came down to the front door and came out and was shot by a rookie law enforcement officer.
Oh no, that's tragic.
And they brought the dog in the house, asked for permission to bandage it. The dog did die. Pregnant mom asked if she could go to the hospital and be checked out because she is obviously very upset by the incident.
Right.
The family said when they came out of the hospital door, they were met by law enforcement, and there were law enforcement vehicles encircling their vehicle in the parking lot. They're reticent to talk about it because they're afraid something bad could happen to them. Their neighbor, however, has noted all this times and is following up. And the neighbor went to the police department to try to get the report. And allegedly, they told her she was lying about everything and it didn't happen. So there's that.
What? There was no response and no dog shot?
They just said that there weren't. Yeah, that's what they said. So,
well,
And really the bizarre. Husband in this is actually an active duty Marine, and they're just very, very shaken. The neighbors said that they were out with the garden hose washing their dog's blood off the side of the house, and of course, the neighbor's like, you need to keep that for evidence, but they were traumatized. But, and all this is allegedly because law enforcement says it's a lie, but...
This is what county and what sheriff's department?
Texas County.
Oh, my. Well, this couple needs a really good attorney to represent their interests. They really do.
I don't know what's going to happen with it. But the thing I take from it, it was a newly hired rookie, and even the neighbor said her concern is about what kind of training are they getting.
Right.
You know, in this day and age, hiring, pretty much anybody can get any job. People that were brave enough to walk away from their job.
Well, in Missouri law, they have to be a graduate of a police academy. They just can't hire somebody willy-nilly.
Yeah, they have to be post-certified. Absolutely. But, you know, how hard is post now? I know someone that got post-certified. Actually, the sheriff I had to arrest, his girlfriend never passed the firearms part of post, but the sheriff went down and made a big deal out of it, and somehow she got post-certified.
Really?
Yeah. They both ended up in jail, but for a different reason.
Amazing. Here's our first prayer. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have two Valentine's Day sales going on. They go until midnight, the 14th. Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is the 14th, in case you forgot. The first is Liberated Rocket Heaters, $500 off. The second is the Energy Cleaners, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, additional 5% off if you use PayPal. Visiting with Marie Lassiter. She has three books for sale at Amazon.com. And Marie, we've got a couple of callers. You ready for some callers here?
I sure am.
Okay, first we have JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hello, Marie and John. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, great. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Marie, I'd like to back up what you said. I don't know if I said this before, but all my dad's friends are Irish musicians that came over in the 50s, Irish-American citizens, first generation. They worked hard all their life, built the buildings, the roads, everything in the city, you know, hardworking guys. They're all in shape. And when this Operation Killshot came along, I had been briefed on it. I warned everybody, including my dad, and only two or three guys listened. One of them was a cop. His name is Hodges. He was a detective. Didn't take the shots. My dad was forced into taking one through his senior center, but I really made a big fuss with the nurses there. I brought them NDAs, or, you know, not NDAs, but I brought them waivers, so medical release waivers from my dad. And all those nurses, the ones that ran, they all quit because everybody, all my dad's friends died. I mean, literally within 6 months. And to make the matter fact, I've been targeted up in Wisconsin for my political views, and I came here for my family. But on our stage, we used to play on stage for every year. I'm a high musical family. I taught at the University of Wisconsin. But on that stage, every year, we had it full of Irish musicians. Last year, it was three people. It was me, the cop. My dad can't play anymore. After the first shot, he lost his ability to play music, which he's been doing his whole life. And one other guy, Tim, who's a lawyer, and my brother who listened to me. That was it. That was all who was on the stage. And every year since I was a kid, that stage was packed. Every year, full of musicians. So that backs up what you say, Marie. They definitely went after the elderly people, and I witnessed that firsthand.
Okay. You got a response for JP there, Marie?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I've had some, vague notifications that the people like me that are, quote, spreading misinformation, my days may be numbered. but that's okay. I don't care. I want to get as much of this research done on the cancers that the scientists I'm working with, who's highly published, can get the information out and prove that it causes cancer. And I'm Irish too. My mom was an O'Bannon. We came in, our family came in through Canada. And you know, this is what I say about the Irish. We fight back. We may get our butts handed to us, but we will fight till we die. And that's kind of my mentality, and I suspect it is yours also. But thank you for calling.
Yeah, okay, one last thing, I gotta add this in because it's important to your last comment, what you talked about, doxing. MTG was swatted just recently, and people call, now this happened to me. When someone calls the cops on you and they say, oh, you're dangerous or this or that. When I was going up against certain family members were nurses and medical practitioners that were actively fighting me, trying to force my father and my relatives to take these shots. And they literally swatted me three times. But luckily, okay, in this city or in Chicago, the cops are worthless. I'm sorry. they don't do their job, and they don't want to you know, escalate things to go to court. And there's also an anti-doxing law that the governor passed that if someone doxes you illegally, they are liable. They are liable for doing that because you could get someone shot and killed. And the gun laws are so screwed up in this city. If you just say, oh, someone's got a gun, they will come at you guns blaring and not even think twice about it. But the only thing that saved me was my lawyers and my knowledge of the court system and not answering the door. If you don't answer the door, they can't bust in. They got to have a search warrant to do it. And if they got a search warrant, then you could fight them in court and go after the liability. But it's really hard in mom and pop towns when you got a good old boy network and they got a crooked chief. When they want to get you, they're going to get you. So that's the issue with small towns compared to big cities. I mean, you got to risk your life every day in the city, but at least the cops aren't going to come in your house and shoot you dead. Anyways, have a good weekend, y'all. Take care now.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, JP. We've got a break coming up. We'll get started with the next caller, BJ in Kansas. Morning, BJ.
Hi, good morning. Marie, I belong to a small conservative group.
Hold on, BJ. We'll get to the break. We'll get back to your comment or question.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, especially the COVID-19 section. We're going to be going through there and taking care of the broken links. Some of these links have been there for 3+ years. And of course, the Valentine's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $500 off the Liberator rocket heater. That's a substantial savings. $25 off the energy cleaners. 24% off the mattress pads. Go and place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free airline. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, her book for sale at Amazon. And we got a question coming from BJ in Kansas. Go ahead, BJ.
Hi. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
I belong to a conservative group, and there's some women in there. We separately get together and we talk. And they're younger than me. I'm the little investigator, and I tell the girls, you know, watch out for this or that, because I used to be a claims adjuster, and my main job was to investigate accidents and the people. I handled high-profile clients. Anyway, these girls are talking about dating. They didn't, you know, they're not vaxxed or anything, and I told them not to get involved with people, men that are vaccinated, and they didn't understand. So I went and shared some videos with them, and you know, I hope that helps. But other little things, I help people. But I want to know, I'm not vaxxed. I need to know do you take anything to prevent, because you're around people that probably shed. Do you take anything special so that you're not being shedded on? I guess that would be a correct word.
Well, I'm a firm believer in ivermectin. I take it about once every 3 weeks, and I've stayed healthy throughout. I've enjoyed the side effect of it's great for I'm a nature rider. I'm in the woods. Ticks will not embed on me. I've protected from wasps, all kinds of stinging insects. I might feel like if it's a wasp nest, I might feel them kind of bump into me, but they don't bother me. Ivermectin is amazing. It literally cures cancers. There's no reason not to take ivermectin.
I have it. I have plenty. I just haven't used it yet, and I didn't know. So once every 3 weeks, and then after that, just keep taking one every 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I forget. It's not exact, but it's protected me through all of this, and it doesn't matter how you take it. A molecule is a molecule is a molecule. It can be horse paste. It can be cattle pour over. A lot of people say they rub it on their hands and that helps them. I believe them, but I don't know how much it's absorbed transdermally. What I use is the injectable type. I obviously don't inject it, but I just put it in a glass of water and drink it.
Yeah.
That works well. Everybody on my place gets it. My husband, he started taking it, got a hog. The other one was killed by a bear that the conservation department swears it wasn't a bear, but it was a bear. And my dogs, my cats, my chickens, we all take ivermectin. It's incredibly inexpensive. The only side effect that I know is do not drink alcohol with it.
Fine.
And so it won't kill you, but you'll feel pretty miserable and a lot of vomiting. So do not take it with alcohol.
I'm semi-retired, so when I quit work, less stress, and my parents passed away, I quit alcohol pretty much.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's good to know. Thank you. One more question. I noticed here around where I live, some of the women that are older than me, including myself, some of the doctors is prescribing a low dose of estrogen. I'm on the low dose, and my mind is sharp since I'm on it, and I still have muscle. But I noticed the other ladies, they're making remarks that they're feeling so much better. Their memories are better. They feel good. So I just want to let you know that. That's amazing. But some of these ladies are like in the late 60s, early mid 70s. And that's what some of the women doctors are prescribing.
So, yeah.
I don't know if you have any comment about that or not.
But. That's just what goes with aging. There's kind of a switch around 60 where men's testosterone goes down and women's goes up just naturally. And as far as estrogen, I'm always cautious with that because it can be it can promote cancer. But the rise in productivity in older women is probably due to their increase in testosterone level, because I know a lot of women that go back to work at the age of 65 and they're happy. They're happy, productive, and so I'm not really an endocrinologist. That's just what I've seen.
Well, thank you for your time. You and I are connected on a website. I'm not giving out my real name or anything, but
okay.
We We connected last week. You accepted me. So.
Yes, I know who you are.
Oh, good.
Thank you for joining the website.
And
okay.
If I have any other questions, I'll just ask you for your email address, and I'm sure you'll send it to me.
Thank you, BJ. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can see that what the vaccine does, these so-called vaccines, is they simply rip out the information of the DNA and the cells in the body, and maybe they substitute. Then you just have mutations. And so the idea would be, well, one would have to figure out how to flush out the toxins. So, and then, of course, you have these polyamides that are growing in the blood, and you get those strands of material coming out on these autopsies or when they embalm the people, you see. And this was all planned in advance. So I mentioned a couple of days ago about this place I used to frequent where they had, they called it 55 plus. And I wanted to reemphasize my observations that the people would come in and play cards. The average house in Burnaby in 2020 was probably $2 million Canadian dollars. And these particular girls were living in these houses, or they were living in high-end apartments. And they were always talking about, I'm going on cruises. I would listen to the chatter. They talk about their daughters and their families. These were all affluent people. And they had no reason to want to walk away from their lives the way they did. But how they got tricked was because they were afraid of losing their lives, because they were afraid of what they heard about this so-called killer virus. And that drove them to take the shots. And then, ironically, the shots killed them. So this is a rather bitter statement about where we are as a nation and a society. So back to you.
Okay.
Right. There you are.
Any response here, Murray?
No, it's just, it's a lot of people are suggestible. Probably a greater percentage of people are susceptible than those that aren't. And if you've always been a maverick, it's going to stand in your favor. Don't follow the herd.
All
there's
right.
No such
right,
thing
exactly.
As herd immunity.
All right. Thanks, Marie. Bye now.
Okay. We have another call from Canada, and we have Happy Moose in Canada. Morning, Happy Moose.
Good morning, Marie. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
Good. I've got a friend who has got a court case against his employer who mandated the vaccine. The court case is in Canada, and his court date is still not scheduled. So he's in the process of lining up all his research. He's gone down the route of medical reasons for not taking the vaccine, so the effects of the vaccine, etc. And so he's got a lot of the research already put together, but he needs experts to also testify in support of his case. And so I pointed him in the direction of a few doctors that should be able to do that. And I asked him if perhaps he'd be interested in a coroner from the U.S. Perhaps testifying in support of his case as well. And I was wondering if perhaps Marie may be interested in this or not at all.
Yes, I I can do it. I am an expert witness. I'm on the expert witness list that they have here in the United States. It would have to be by Zoom, I would say. I don't think I have time to travel to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I could do it. I've got my data and my experience. Of course, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And the case will actually be heard via Zoom. So it's all going to occur via Zoom. So that would work, actually. So, okay, then. So what would be the best way to get in touch with you now that we've established this?
My email, and this is where people can kind of sign up to get my newsletter that I send out intermittently, is my name, Marie Lassiter, and that's LASATER at protonmail.com.
Okay. Excellent. All right. And all right, so I'll pass the message along to my friend, and then he'll get in touch, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks for your call.
Excellent.
Happy Moose. We appreciate
much.
It. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Maria, you had the biggest increase in fatalities in your county in January of this year. We're only into this is just barely into the second week of February. Do you have any thoughts on where we are so far this month in terms of people dying?
Oh, yeah, we've already had 10 deaths so far. But another thing I'm finding is I've had a couple gentlemen that no one knew they were vaxxed, and serendipitously, they told me their wife had died like a year and a half ago. And their wives' deaths were in hospitals, so these weren't necessarily my cases, but I did take the initiative. I got the vaccination status on the widowers that died, the male widows that died, and I went back and found their wife's medical records and got vaccine status on their wife. And what happened was, a year and a half ago, the husband and wife went together to be vaccinated. And I'm pretty sure it was the wife telling the husband, we're going to get vaccinated. So they got vaccinated. She died within 6 months after being vaccinated. The husband has made it another year without his wife. But they're definitely, you know, I've got when they got vaccinated, what lot number, where they got vaccinated. So there's a lot of these vaccine deaths that I didn't even know about from, you know, 2021. And, but I'm uncovering them now. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I'm filling in the blanks. And I do see this trend where I don't think a man would go get vaccinated, but, you know, as we all know, the wife runs the home.
Right.
The wife's the head of the ship. And if she tells the husband, you're getting vaccinated, they went together. And I can tell you, these men that have lost their wives, they don't do well when their wife is gone. That is for sure.
Yeah. That's not a secret. That's been known for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, about a minute before the last break. What direction you want to go next, my dear?
I want to thank Cindy for sending me the information on the SV40 cancers. That's pretty much been confirmed. A lot of these turbo cancers are related to the SV40. That's what we know was added to the vaccine. And then the samples I'm sending, we'll have confirmation if that was also SV40, but that's the main ingredient in the chimeric mix, commonly called the COVID vaccine, that's causing people to get cancer and die so rapidly from it.
All right. Our next call, we're going to break up real quick. Mark in Arizona, make it quick, Mark.
Yes, I'd like Marie to comment on the statement, the COVID response was a military intelligence operation, not a public health issue or response.
100% correct.
There you go. Thank you, Mark.
Bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, it's this is the worst crime in human history, and there's no doubt about that, is there, Marie?
Well, I don't know if it's the worst. There's probably other crimes that haven't even been revealed yet, but it's definitely out there.
the worst that we know of. How about that?
Yes. The worst that we know of.
Right, right. Here's our last break. We'll get Marie's summary. We'll get back from the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take any more calls. Marie, you've got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, my dear.
Okay, well, I do have something I want to get out there, and I am going to read this, but I can get it done in 3 minutes. All right, measles. You've been hearing about the measles making a comeback. When the measles vaccine was introduced in 1963 with the goal of 100% vaccination, officials were confident that measles would be eradicated in 4 years. Due to the subsequent loss of natural immunity, new dates for eradication were extended to 1982, 2000, and 2010. Today, a consortium of 180 physicians have concluded that eradication of measles is an unrealistic goal because the current practices of suppressing natural immunity continue. And so by the year 2050, a large part of the population will be at risk. And in theory, there could be over 25,000 fatal cases of measles in the USA. So really? What they're saying is that you need to get the measles. You need to get the measles. And I had the measles. And, of course, I've got, you know, a master's degree. Every go-around when I go back to college, I have to, they want me to take a measles shot. And I stick out my arm and I said, check my titer. They draw blood. My immunity to measles is very apparent in my titer. I don't need a shot. The best thing to do is get the damn disease.
Right.
And some researchers, including me, think the increase in the cases of shingles in people over 50 correlates with the increased chickenpox vaccinations due to less boosting of immunity by the body to the varicella virus. What that means is if your kids get chickenpox, you get an automatic booster being around your kids with chickenpox, which is going to protect you from shingles. And before vaccines, infants received antibodies from their mothers who had themselves been infected as children and re-exposed to disease in the course of their lifetime. Today's babies born to vaccinated mothers never exposed to disease do not receive these valuable natural antibodies. When I was a kid, my brother, little brother, who's here with me now, he had chickenpox. He was getting all the attention, so I deliberately drank out of his cup so I'd get the chicken pox. And it worked, and I benefited my parents by giving them a varicella booster.
So. All right. Marie, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Okay, see you then.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get the medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, large, beautiful state of Missouri I live in, even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.